Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, Moral Freedom and Independence. In a nod to American independence, this Sunday's message was about a trending independence of morality. Morality, like ethics, is concerned with what is right and what is wrong, what is good and what is evil. When the United States declared its independence, it was pronouncing and declaring to the world the new formed nation free from any and all external government or entities as to how it should conduct its affairs. The United States told the world it was no longer dependent or subordinate, but completely and wholly sovereign or self-governing. The same may be said of people today who are claiming moral freedom and independence. By this, I mean people are deciding for themselves what is good or bad, right or wrong, or in some cases, dismissing morality altogether. In other words, people are becoming morally sovereign by discounting any external source that can judge or critique their behavior. There are several problems with this growing trend of moral freedom and independence. Morality is and has proven to be essential to the survival and sustainability of a culture or society. With the ability to wreak devastating destruction and carnage, mankind at every level, from individual to national, has the ability to take untold lives and cause unimaginable damage. There are three areas, among others, moral freedom and independence will result in. They are decadence, which is a behavior characterized by excessive indulgence in pleasure, luxury, self-gratification. Wantonness, which is a disposition to willfully inflict pain and suffering on others in order to achieve one's own ends. And callousness, which is the quality of being insensitive, indifferent, or unsympathetic to the plight, condition, and situation of others, resulting in a hardness of heart. We can already see the fallout and signs of this moral freedom and independence. Morality derived from within ourselves is flawed because we are flawed. True and righteous morality must come from without, from a source that is impartial, just, perfect in thought and character. That someone is our Creator, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In a democracy, morality cannot be successfully imposed upon a people who don't want or acknowledge its right to judge their behavior. Nor will compromising with immorality to codify morality succeed in bringing about lasting change. God permits, and we must allow people to exercise their moral freedom and independence. Because in the end, those who practice and engage in their own morality will end up morally bankrupted and be forced to acknowledge they got it wrong. But like the prodigal son, God will forgive us when we agree with him on matters of morality. The Apostle Paul gave us a list of things to think on that all guide us through and point us to a moral and virtuous life. We must be models of divine morality in order to keep society and the world together in the face of growing desire to declare moral freedom and independence. You can listen to and hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our latest Sunday school, missions, and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app to your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School lesson. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.